well, what do you expect coming into a weekend like this? Is it a bit nerve-wracking?
Yeah, definitely a bit nerve-wracking, especially when you're sort of limited to what you can do. But for me, it's just sort of getting around the boys who can do stuff and all the teammates and all that sort of stuff and just making an effort to make everyone feel at home around all these sort of new kids. And it can be a bit of an intimidating process at times, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
So what testing will you actually be able to do?
Well, I can't do any of the physical testing, but I'll be able to take part in the psychomotor testing.
Have you got in front of the cameras, mate? Have you done much of this before?
Nah, not a lot, so this is the first time. Bit intimidating, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
Get any tips from mum or dad about this?
No, not really.
And just yourself, with the whole testing and everything, do you feel the hype and the pressure surrounding you because of your surname?
A little bit, but like the whole way throughout my whole footballing career, I've tried to sort of look past that, and I've never felt any pressure from anyone to live up to the way Dad played or anything like that. I play a different position a lot of the time, so I sort of find myself a different player to him, and I'm all for creating my own path.
And you got some similar attributes?
Apparently, yeah.
Is he long sleeve? Long sleeve as well?
Sometimes, when it's cold.
Is he your idol? Like, do you always look up to him? Like, so many other young kids have looked up to him. Do you look up to him in that sort of sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I was lucky enough to see him play a couple of years of footy that I can remember anyway. So I've seen some of his highlights and he goes all right. So yeah, I've looked up to him, definitely, yeah.
Jack, was there a point growing up where you had to decide you actually really wanted to play footy? I mean, I guess growing up as son of Steve, it would have just been an assumption, but for you personally, really wanting to do this?
I think it's just sort of been instilled since birth in me myself that I've always wanted to play footy. Dad played at Carlton, especially at Carlton. Dad played there, my grandfather played there, so it's never really crossed my mind that I'd be playing any other sport or doing anything else. So I've always wanted to play footy for Carlton, yeah.
And how special would that be if you got the opportunity to run out wearing the navy blue?
Oh, very special. It's been a dream of mine since I can remember, so it's always what I've wanted to do, and hopefully it gets fulfilled.
Have you got any indication yet from the Blues as to whether they're going to nominate you?
No, I haven't. I understand that it's a really difficult process now with the new bidding system and values being placed on picks, and it's really hard to guarantee any academy player or father-son player at that spot anymore just because it's the system's changed so much. So I respect whatever happens, and if whatever happens, happens. But ultimately, I'd love to end up at Carlton.
Are you a good mate with Bailey Rice as well, someone who you might be playing with soon?
Yeah, I've had a bit to do with Bailey since the father-son academy started. I think we were both 13 at the time. So, we talk every now and then. If we see an article of each other pop up in the paper, we'll send each other a text and tell each other to pull our heads in and get out. So.
Your dad's Sos. Are you Goss or So-Sos? What's your nickname?
No, I'm Sos too. I've been called Sos since year five. One of my teachers, Theo Vlahos, I'll give him a shout out. he called me Sos in year five footy, so it's stuck since then.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Jake.
Josh, when you look out and see that many cameras, how are you feeling?